Praise the Lord. Message number 166. The title of the message is a Christmas chronology. Days ago, somebody asked me how we can follow the story of Jesus' birth in the Bible. Which gospel we need to read so that we can know the events of Jesus' birth in sequence. That question that I had been asked a few days ago and had inspired me to preach and to arrange and to write this message. We will use the Gospel of Matthew and the Gospel of Luke so that we can know the events in order. We'll move first to Luke chapter 2, Luke chapter 1. And we will read from verse 26 to verse 38. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son. And you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. Before we continue the message, let's pray. Oh God, we thank and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Lord, anoint this time, anoint my lips, anoint your word, O God, and put statement on my lips to speak your word to your people, to encourage them to live an obedient life unto you, O God. I pray that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the life of your church and your people. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. What you have read here is the announcement of the angel Gabriel to Mary about the birth of Jesus. In verse 26, we can read that the statement, "in the sixth month," the angel told here, the word of God said that in the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel. What do you mean here with the word "in the sixth month"? Before the angel came to announce to Mary that he will be pregnant with the Lord Jesus Christ, the angel went to Zechariah, who was a priest and who was the husband of Elizabeth. His wife was Elizabeth. And Elizabeth, she is a relative of Mary. The angel of the Lord announced him that God had answered his prayer, and his wife will become pregnant, and she will give birth to a child, and she will name him John. And indeed, Elizabeth became pregnant, and we can read that in Luke chapter 1, verse 23 to verse 25. When his time of service was completed, he returned home. After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and for 5 months remained in seclusion. The Lord had done this for me, she said. In these days, he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people. In verse 26, in the sixth month. So here, in the sixth month, is in the sixth month of the pregnancy of Elizabeth. When Elizabeth, the wife of Zechariah, was pregnant with John, when she attained 6 months of pregnancy, God sent his angel Gabriel to announce to Mary that she is favored by God and she will be used to be the mother of the Lord. So here, the angel of God was sent to Mary in the sixth month where Elizabeth was pregnant with John. After that, what had happened? And we will read Luke chapter 1 verse 39 onward. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." So here, Mary, once she received the announcement from the angel about what the Lord is going to do to her and about what the Lord has done to her relative Elizabeth, she went to visit Elizabeth. She got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea. She was a place to marry Joseph, and it seemed that from the above scripture, when she received the good news about Jesus' birth and that Elizabeth is also pregnant in her 6 months, she moved from her place in the Nazareth, area of Galilee, to the hill country in Judea, to a town there where Elizabeth and Zechariah were living, to visit her relative in order for her to confirm what she received from the angel is true. Because the angel told her, not only you, your relative Elizabeth, she is pregnant now in her 6 months. So she moved at once to confirm the message of God. And indeed her visit was fruitful, and it confirmed to her what she had received from the angel, as well as Elizabeth conferred to Mary a prophetic message that she is also pregnant. When she told her, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In verse 42, Luke 1:42, in a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear." But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? She is announcing to Mary that she is the mother of the Lord and she is pregnant. So here the visit of Mary to Elizabeth was immediately after the angel announced to her the birth of Jesus, and she went there to confirm that Elizabeth is pregnant, and Elizabeth confirmed to her that she is also pregnant and she is the mother of the Lord. And how long she stayed there, Mary, we can read that in Luke chapter 1 verse 56. Before that, we know that Mary sung a song and she was rejoicing. You can read that in Luke chapter 1 from verse 46 to verse 55. And in verse 56, the word of God said, Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. So almost Mary stayed there till Elizabeth was 9 months pregnant, and possibly Mary witnessed the birth of John, because when the angel announced to her, he told her that Elizabeth, she is pregnant here in her 6 months. So immediately she moved, she gets some time for traveling, and she stayed there almost 3 months. So almost 9 months finish, or could be Mary witnessed the birth of John and she come back, possibly or possibly no. Now, what is next? What happened after Mary went back home? Now, we know that Mary were pledged to marry. She was betrothed. She was espoused to get married with Joseph. And sure, when Mary had arrived in her town after 3 months and she's pregnant, then most like there were obvious changes on her that people notice. People around her relative and even Joseph noted that she's pregnant. Now, Joseph was pledged to marry her. He had to take a certain decision. What the next scripture that we can read about the events of the birth of Jesus is Matthew chapter 1 verse 18 to verse 25. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife, but he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Now here, in front of Joseph, were a real dilemma and a real decision to be taken. He decided to divorce Mary quietly. Why he want to divorce her? Or because she was pregnant, not from him. And why he need to divorce? Why he will just only leave her? Why he need to divorce and write a certificate of divorce? Because those who were pledged to marry are contract, they are having contract in order for them to marry within a certain time. They had been contracted that Joseph will marry Mary, and there's a contract, and they have set a time. And when she left to see a relative, was not yet the time for her to get married. But when she came back, she was pregnant in her third month. So things were obvious that she's pregnant, and he have to make a decision. That's why he decided to divorce her. He divorced her because there were some legal document between them. And some they say that even a legal document is obtained to prove the agreement about marriage. When a person betroth a girl, there will be an agreement that he will going to marry this girl. So if he's going to leave her, he have to write a certificate of divorce. So when Joseph found out that she's pregnant, he wanted to leave her. And in order for him to do that, then he need to divorce her legally. Because in marriage, they were contracted on document as married and cannot leave each other without a certificate of divorce. Even they have not yet married, they were not having living together, but they were a marriage certificate between them. At this time, when Joseph about to take this action, God interfered, and the angel announced to Joseph, and the angel announced to Joseph that Mary, his wife, is conceived from the Holy Spirit and will give birth to a son, whom he will name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Mary, when she received the good news from the angels, she trusted God that he will be the one to speak to Joseph, and he will arrange everything for her to come through. Mary and Joseph were not meeting each other before the appointed day that the angel spoke to Joseph to marry her, because they were obedient to the word of God. Now, from the life of Joseph and Mary, we learn good lesson. Joseph and Mary, yes, they were pledged to marry, they were spouse, but they were not meeting each other. And even when Mary received the news from the angel, she did not inform Joseph about it, because they were not ordained for them to meet before marriage. If they were meeting before marriage, then how it will be proven to others around them that she is conceived from the Holy Spirit and not from man? They were obedient to God, both of them. And the Lord worked it out for them. Joseph would not decide to divorce her if he were meeting with Mary. If he were meeting with Mary and they were going together. Now, how we can say that? How we can prove that she is not pregnant from him? But surely both of them, they were not meeting each other. So that when the Holy Spirit spoke, no one had to prove that Mary have encountered with Joseph or with other men. And the encouraging message in a dream that God gave to Joseph confirmed to Joseph and to the world and to every one of us today what God had promised in the book of Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign, the virgin will be with a child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. That dream that God had sent to Joseph and what the angel announced to him with the scripture, and he told them, Joseph, son of David, it means that the one who is born of you is the King of Kings, he's the Messiah, and you have to, don't be afraid, you have to take your courage and get encouraged and go forward and marry Mary, She is conceived from the Holy Spirit. That dream had helped Joseph to change his mind and obey the Lord. Therefore, immediately when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. That we can read in Matthew 1, verse 24. This was the time that Joseph and Mary, they had their marriage ceremony. This time, they got as a husband and wife in front of the public. Before that, they were only a contract. There is only agreement that this man will marry this girl. But now, there is a marriage ceremony. They got married. But the Bible says in Matthew 1:25, Joseph did not know his wife only after the birth of her first son. Joseph did not know Mary unless she gave birth to her first son, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. What is next event in the Christmas chronology? We will go now to Luke chapter 2 and about the birth of Jesus. Now, Mary and Joseph, they got married in ceremony. Mary in the house of Joseph, but he have not yet united with her because she is still pregnant. We will read Luke chapter 2 verse 1-7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in a cloth and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now, what God did here, God had ordained the census to happen so that the birth of Jesus would happen in the town of Bethlehem to fulfill what God's word speaks in Micah chapter 5 verse 2. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, one out of you will come for me, one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Joseph went there to register with Mary, his wife. That means they were officially married, and they have document for that to be presented to the local Roman authority. Because when he went there, he said, "This is my wife." So there is a paper between them. There is a document to prove they are married, and document to prove that he belonged to this tribe and he belonged to Bethlehem. What we recommend, what we can commend here, Joseph and Mary, they were obedient to God and his word by their submission to the governor authority. They traveled a long distance in order to be registered. We know that till now, Mary traveled from Nazareth to a town in Judea to visit Elizabeth to confirm the message of God to her. Then here, Joseph and Mary traveled, both of them, she was pregnant, in order to obey the governor authority. And when they obey the governor authority, they fulfill God's word in Mark chapter 5 verse 2 that Jesus' birth would happen in Bethlehem. Next happens, what had happened after the birth of Jesus? We can read the same in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 8 to verse 20. We can find that there were shepherds who were there, and the angels of the Lord announced to them the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, a Savior, in the town of David, had been born in Bethlehem. So they went, and they saw him, and the shepherds returned, glorifying God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. They witnessed everything at what they had told about. They visited Jesus, who was laid in manger in a house for animals. This is the events of shepherds visiting the Lord. Also in the same place, we can read about the visit of the Magi. The Magi also visit the Lord in the house that he was given birth in a place that Mary gave him birth. The same place, Magi, they came and visit him. We can read that in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 11. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people, chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written: But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people, Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and incense and of incense and of myrrh. So here we find that another group of people visited the Lord when he was born, the Magi. And then we can read verse 12, Matthew chapter 2, and verse 12, what we can read here: "And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country to another route." Now the visit of the Magi to Jesus and their meeting with Herod in Jerusalem helped that persecution will break out against our Lord and against his family. And finally, that led to the killing of the boys of Bethlehem. Herod was afraid that another king will take his place of leadership. When he heard that the king was born to the Jews, he was afraid that somebody else will take his place. That's why he inquired from the Magi, and he sent them, and he told them, "You come back and report to me." And when he come to know that they outwitted him, or they have deceived him, he got furious. We will read Matthew chapter 2, verse 16 to 18, what had happened. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, He was furious and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the term he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and a great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. So here, the next event in the birth of Jesus Christ is the persecution against Jesus and against the boys of Bethlehem who were killed, so that Herod would assure that the coming king will die, but the Lord save the child Jesus and make a way for them to escape. We can read Matthew chapter 2 and verse 13 to 15. When they had gone, when the Magi had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said, and take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod, and so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, out of Egypt I called my son. And that is the prophecy of Hosea. We can read that in the book of Hosea, his prophecy that out of Egypt God will call out his son. God warned Joseph to take the child Jesus and his mother and go to Egypt to protect the child Jesus and that is the next event that had happened during the birth of Jesus. But before that event to go to Egypt, there are other events written by Luke had happened. We can read these things in Luke chapter 2 verse 21 to verse 24. There are two events happened before they go to Egypt, after his birth, before go to Egypt. On that day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. So after the birth, when he was 8 days, he was circumcised, and they gave him the name Jesus. And let's read verse 22 to verse 24. When the time of their purification according to the law of Moses had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Jesus presented to the Lord in the temple in accordance to God's command. In Exodus chapter 13 verse 1 to 2, the Lord said to Moses, consecrate to me every firstborn male, the first offspring of every womb among the Israelites belong to me, whether man or animal. As well as Jesus presented to the Lord in the temple when he was 40 days age, because that is the time needed for the purification. The Lord said to Moses, say to the Israelites, a woman who became pregnant and gave birth to a son will be ceremonially unclean for 7 days, just as she is unclean during her monthly period. On that day, the boy is to be circumcised, and that's what happened to Jesus. They circumcised him on that day. Then the woman must wait 33 days to be purified from her bleeding. She must not touch anything sacred or go to the sanctuary until the days of her purification are over. That is, we can read in Leviticus chapter 12, verse 1 to 5. Possibly Joseph received the warning to go to Egypt from the angel about this time or before this time, and before he left to Egypt. We don't know which time exactly he received the warning, but for sure before he left to Egypt and taking the child and his mother, Joseph did his part in obeying the Lord's commands and instruction to circumcise the child Jesus and to dedicate him to the Lord before he took him and his mother to Egypt. So here we can see there is a perseverance in obeying the word of God. Trials from one side, persecution, hardship, pleasure, but willingness to obey the Lord. A very beautiful things here. Joseph named the Bible as righteous man. Her husband was a righteous. So he was leading the family. Mary trusted God fully. And Mary trusted the Lord that he had put her under the leadership of a righteous man who will care for her and he will do exactly what is needed. Now we learn a lot from the life of Joseph and the life of Mary now as a family. Now they left to Egypt. Now what is the next event is the return from Egypt. We can read that in the book of Matthew chapter 2 verse 19 to verse 23. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, "He'll be called a Nazarene." From this we can conclude that there is a period of time that Jesus stayed in Egypt. It is not clearly determined how long, but some they suggest a few months, while others suggest some years, but most likely that was a short period before God put Herod to death and allowed the family to go back to Nazareth in Galilee. There's one verse I like to read from book of Luke chapter 2 verse 41. Say, every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. So when they went to Egypt, still this word of God is true by them, that every year his parents went to Jerusalem. So either the parents were staying in Egypt was moving every year to Jerusalem so that they can take the Lord's Supper, the Passover, or their staying in Egypt were a short time that they did not finish 1 year and went back. Whatever the possibility, we command here the obedience of both of them to God and His Word, even suffering hardship, traveling, that for them was necessary to fulfill the word of God. God is the one who ordained the birth of Jesus to come and save us. But obedient, diligent, committed people were needed for that to be accomplished. God did his part, but Joseph and Mary, they did their part. There's much meditation on this message. I leave it to the Holy Spirit to work in your life, that as you hear the message, apply it, go ahead, obeying God and his commands. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and praise you for your word to us. We thank you for you made it clear. Lord, I pray that the message will be a blessing to those who hear, and good teaching and understanding. And let it be a time of meditation, inspiration for everyone to obey you and follow you and to trust you, to go on in life in the way that you had ordained for everyone according to your plan and your will. Lord, there's a purpose of sending this message. Let your purpose be accomplished and prevail in the life of your church and your people and your servant and all the workers and every congregation in the church. Lord, take the message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it reach those who are waiting to hear your word. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name. Amen.